Morning for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and Loretta Dignam is here from the Menopause Hub. Good morning, Loretta, how are you?
Good morning, Trina. Thank you for having me.
Not at all. Now, we're talking all about menopause this week, and we've spoken about menopause so many times before. I've never realised that it has such an effect on people in their marriage, and in the paper during the week there was a survey, 7 in 10 women say menopause put a strain on their marriage to the point where some actually ended up separating or divorcing. And this is something that you must hear of.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think if you look at menopause, it's really a multifaceted issue. It affects women themselves, it affects their relationships with the partner, it affects them in their workplace. We have stats out today from our recent survey saying 4 out of 10 women considered giving up work and 10% actually gave up work. So if you take that into the relationship, because the symptoms, and there's 40 different symptoms or more, because the symptoms affect women in a psychological, emotional, mental capacity and in a physical capacity and in what we call genital urinary. So we're talking libido, we're talking painful sex, we're talking, you know, lack of physical desire. That can impact into relationships. And, you know, women say that they find themselves being anxious, overwhelmed, weeping, crying for no reason, irritable. They talk about red rage. They talk about mood swings. So if you think about that and the impact on another person in a relationship who's known you for many years, all of a sudden, it looks like you're having a personality change.
Yeah.
And oftentimes the woman, like 80% of women tell us they're unprepared for menopause and 66% know little or nothing. So if the woman doesn't know what's happening, what hope has the partner? So I think that's one issue. I think another issue is, women, if they have children, sometimes they feel that they're, you know, turning into the mother from hell, and they're screaming and shouting at their kids and they're just so irritable. And, you know, they're saying, oh gosh, I don't want to be like this with my kids. I saw that with my own mother. So yes, I can see how it does impact women in marriages. In fact, it's interesting, but the suicide rate is the highest among women in this age group. And that's not a coincidence either. Many, many years ago, I mean, I don't know if you recall this, but I remember, you know, hearing about women who've taken to the bed with their nerves.
Yes.
Oh, she's suffering with their nerves, or put in psychiatric institutions, or on Valium in the 70s and 80s in Dublin anyway. A lot of women were on Valium. And this is because this is the change that they're going through. And if they don't have a relationship where they feel comfortable talking about it, or they don't have a partner that's empathetic, then can you imagine the strain that that's causing?
If you're fighting with somebody or something's driving you mad about, you know, where they put the cup in the wrong press or whatever, little things like that. I mean, for the partner, it's very hard to comprehend, like, why am I being spoken to like this?
Yeah.
So it's about making the partner and the children and the family kind of more sympathetic towards you. And Loretta, could you give us any advice for the partners and for the rest of the family? What can they do?
So firstly, women need to be educated. Women need to know what's happening to them. Women need to stop being in denial if they're in denial, because they don't want to believe that they're menopausal. So once they know, they can then educate the rest of the family. But what partners can do is they can educate themselves. So if a woman is in her 40s and 50s, it's likely she's going to be perimenopausal or menopausal. So men don't need to wait for the wives to inform them. They can actually educate themselves. There's plenty of information on our website, themenopausehub.ie. There's an abundance of information.
Yeah, there's no way about it. It's coming down the line. There's no way about it. So
Exactly. But the other thing is that I think, secondly, is to be empathetic and be understanding that this is real. It's not imagined. It's not the woman is going off her partner. It's all these things are happening to her. So be empathetic. And the third thing to ask is, you know, how can I help? What do you need? What support? What would make life easier? And I can tell you, if my kids or partner said to me, what could make life easier? I'd say, well, could you put out the bins, do the washing, go to the shop?
You'd have a list,
And make me a cup of tea and let me put my feet up now, please.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. And let me watch this program. It'd be great. Or let me get an extra lie-in, or let me go to bed earlier. Let me, you know, just take some of the demands off me.
Yeah, because what can happen as well, Loretta, isn't it? Things that, you know, you're so used to doing so many million jobs per day, and then suddenly that can feel overwhelming for you.
Yeah, I mean, anxiety and feeling overwhelmed are huge symptoms in perimenopause and menopause. You know, the other thing could be like, you know, at night, I'm just really hot. I need to have a fan by the bed. I need to have the window open. I need to have, you know, a separate duvet to you, or whatever it is, so that, you know, if women can understand what would make life better for them, they can then request it. And if partners have some knowledge and understanding and be empathetic, then they may be in a position to respond to those requests.
Yeah,
or make some offer of, can I do this? Can I do that? What would be helpful? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to see what might be helpful, to be honest, I don't think.
And if the woman bites the head off you because, you know, I don't know, you put the wrong wash on or whatever, like, it's just about knowing when to walk away, not create another argument.
Yeah, exactly. Don't stay and get stuck in. Just go, yeah, and then try and ease the situation. And then maybe later on when things calm down, you might say, what can I do more? What can I do to be more supportive? What would you like? And then very easily, because, you know, men in particular, but a lot of us who are maybe in working or managerial positions, we're used to problem solving. So we want to solve problems and we want to give our solutions. Sometimes it's just about stepping back and saying, what would be helpful to you?
Yeah.
And maybe it's just be quiet and, you know, go into another room.
There's some women listening, Loretta, who might not have availed of HRT. So you're a big believer in HRT, aren't you?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm a big believer in now. I'm a big believer in evidence and evidence-based solutions. And so once upon a time, I tried Sage, Black Cohosh, Don Kai, magnets in my underwear. I told you all that story. I tried everything.
Do you know, Loretta, I'll never forget the magnets in the underwear story. Do you remember? We were in stitches. So Loretta was telling us about this gadget that used to be out. So you could put the magnet in your underwear. But what would happen is when you went to Tesco to get your shopping, you'd stick to the trolley.
Or the wire basket. But, you know, so I tried all those things. And to be honest, there's very minimal evidence, if any, associated with them. And it was only when I went on HRT, hormone replacement therapy, when I understood the benefits to me, the risks to me, that I realised that actually the benefits far outweighed the risks and that really I should start in the course of this. And once I went on HRT, for me it was estrogen and progesterone, or a progestogen is the correct term. I also then went on testosterone, and that was like the missing piece of the jigsaw for me. And I just felt back to my old self. And the thing about menopausal symptoms is, if you don't go through, you know, menopause overnight through surgery or, you know, through chemotherapy or something like that, it's a sort of a gradual thing. And the average length of time is 7.4 years. So it's a gradual thing. And you don't realize how bad you feel until you feel good again, because you get used to it being a new norm, you know. So I would just say, look into the evidence, educate yourself. And if the benefits outweigh the risks for you, then maybe it's a treatment option for you. Or if your symptoms are causing you difficulty with your quality of life and so on, then maybe that's for you too. I personally have found it. A lot of women who come to our clinic would have found it. But obviously it's not for everyone, because some people have contraindications, maybe their medical history, their family history, or they just, it just doesn't work for them. And so, you know, it's not a panacea, and it won't make you 20 years younger looking, and it won't bring you back to your 20s. It is something that helps you get back some of your vitality. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, we're still aging.
Oh, yeah. Is it a patch or what is it, the HRT? What form does it come in?
Well, now the most modern versions are, most modern generation of HRT, if you like, is actually what they call transdermal. So it's delivered through the skin, through, and that's what transdermal means, and it's delivered through gels and patches and creams. So I, for example, am on a gel that I rub into my skin, into my upper arm, the inner thigh, every day. Actually, I do in the morning and the evening. I'm also on, I actually have a coil, which is also very good to provide the progestogen. So you put it in, forget it, you fit it and forget it. But I was on a tablet, which I inserted into my vagina. So that was my second piece of hormone replacement therapy. And the third hormone that I replace is actually a testosterone, and it's a female strength one that comes from Australia. It's called Androfem. And it is, I apply a very small amount of a cream to the inner side of my thigh. And that's my little hormone bundle that I take every day. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't be without it.
So if anybody needs to get this, how do they go about it?
Well, they can go to their own GP, and depending on their own GP's experience, knowledge, interest in menopause, they may be able to treat them. But they may want to avail of menopause specialists. Unfortunately, there's no public menopause specialist except for very complex cases, and there's a new clinic in the Rotunda, but the rest of them are private. The Menopause Hub, unfortunately, is private because that's where the healthcare system works. But you can go to a menopause specialist, and that's all we do in the Menopause Hub. That's all our medical team do is menopause. So they're doing this, you know, every day, and therefore you've built up a huge wealth of experience and knowledge in this. Yeah. And they're passionate about it.
Yeah, there's nothing you don't know. Themenopausehub.ie, that's the website, isn't it?
Yeah, and if you're looking for anything to help you in your workplace, we also do workplace training for organisations. We're rolling out our new e-learning programme, which is CPD accredited for managers, menopause champions, HR for general colleagues. So there's lots of information available, both inside the home and inside the workplace for menopausal women.
It's about time, isn't it? 50% of the population are going to go through this. It's about time that, you know, women are looked after.
Well, look, I think at the moment there's a real momentum going. Menopause is, if you'll excuse the pun, which is intended, a hot topic. But it's also, there's a menopause revolution happening. And we're the last generation that are going to put up with this silence and stigma and taboo. And for the generations following us, it's going to be different. And that's our gift to the next generation. So the more women that speak out about it, the more we discuss it, the more we normalise it, we take it out of the shadow.
Yeah, super. Thanks so much, Loretta. Lovely to chat to you again. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.